Hi, this is Lori Moylove, and I'm here with the Limitless Podcast, and I'm here with a special guest, Angela Marie Hutchinson, and she is an amazing writer, entrepreneur, producer, former talent agent, and she is just recently created this amazing book called Create Your Yes. And we're all about that at Limitless Podcast because it's all about limitless creativity and going for your yes. And I just want to know a little bit more about you and your story. Can you share a little bit with some of our listeners who may have not yet digged into the Create Your Own Yes book, maybe hasn't come to a Break Into Hollywood event that you've hosted? You've done so many things in the industry. Can you kind of give a brief overview?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Lori. First of all, I'm excited about you having, you know, this podcast and just an outlet for creatives and business people to, you know, get tips and advice from. But certainly, so, you know, I've been in this business for many, many years. And I originally am from Chicago. I moved out to LA to become a writer. So I've been here for a good 20 years. And I would say the last like couple years of my last, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years have really just been complete. Just my career trajectory has just gone. And I'm kind of like, wait, is it going to go down? Wait, I'm waiting. Like, our doors just going to keep opening? I'm kind of like, you're really walking into them, you know, which is a great place to be in. I have like received so much rejection and so many no's in my lifetime, both professionally, both personally in different aspects, you know what I mean? Because you have to live your normal life. You know, I have 3 little children. I've been married for 18 years. So my book, Create Your Yes, actually came from a TEDx talk that I did.
Yeah, I saw your TEDx talk, and I definitely recommend all listeners to go tap into that TEDx talk. Can you tell us, like, I guess, an overview? I was like, wow, a rocket scientist husband. I've met you in person. I was like, there was so many things I didn't even know about you.
Originally I've always loved TED Talks and I always wanted to do one. And they came to me and said that they're, you know, each TEDx has like a specific focus for each talk or, you know, like each set of talks. And so this particular one was on breaking barriers. And so I was thinking, okay, well, what kind of barriers have I broken? I've broken barriers as a woman. I've broken barriers as a Black person, as a Black woman, as a mom, as a Black mom, as a mom of like 3 little kids. I've been married, you know, as I said, for 18 years, there's tons of barriers there, you know, to the same guy. And so I think that like, I was like, well, I have all these things that I could talk about, but what's something that's like relatable to everyone? And of all those things, I realized that the one common thing I think that anyone can relate to, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, is rejection. Because I've worked with celebrities who continuously are rejected because everything is not for everyone. So you're always going to experience rejection. And so that is essentially what the core of my TEDx talk is. You know, there's often like this whole thing that if you keep hearing, you know, no's like over and over again, that eventually your yes will come. And I always like literally throughout my career wanted to believe that that was true. And at some point I realized that it just is not, it's not always true. And that sometimes your yes will literally never come until you actually create it. And so I've learned how to teach people how to do that, ways in which to do that. And then I continuously like work on that habit of practicing it in my own life so that rejection becomes really like the air we breathe. You know, it's something that we need. It's a part of life. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just, it is literally a part of life. And once you start to realize that, you start to kind of just be like, oh, okay. Like I actually literally open my emails and I'm like, oh, I got a no. Yes. And I get excited about no's because I know that like you need them in order to get yeses. You're just not going to wake up with like yeses all day long. It's just, that's just not life, you know?
So true. Like, I mean, thinking about that, like, yeah, some of these no's, you're like, that's kind of what fuels your creative fire to keep going. And I guess like being that you're such a dynamo, you do so many things. You're also a showrunner too. Like you're, in between this interview, you're show running. I guess tell us a little bit about that creative path and how maybe like how it started for you and maybe some inspirational words for someone who just sees you and they want to be you, you know,
yeah,
how limitless those possibilities are.
Yeah, well, I would say, first of all, they can't be me because there's only one me, but they can be
Yes,
them.
true.
Yeah, right? And they can be the best version of themselves. But I say that because we have social media, we have a tendency to see other people's lives and we want to live their life, or we want to have a version of their life. And I think it's so important that we just keep in mind that social media is just a highlight reel of everyone's life, and that sometimes you might see someone's life and you're thinking you wish you had it. And yeah, little do you know, like, you know, like me being a showrunner, I was hired in July to be the showrunner of a show. This is actually my first time showrunning. Before that, I've sold a show before, and I've been a part of, like, you know, almost like co-showrunning, but like producing that show that I sold. But there was a showrunner on that show, and so that wasn't my role. And then I also have done, you know, producing, and I've gotten, I don't know, 17 or so production company deals for different shows that I've tried to sell and things like that. So I'm very, like, you know, I'm very hands-on in the producing space, but stepping into showrunning is something that, you know, for those that don't know, showrunner is essentially, you know, they're executive producer. So they may be the creator of the show, or they may be, in my case, the show was already created and sold and they brought me on to basically run the entire show. So that means like hiring everyone, developing the scripts, monitoring the budget, like staffing up, crewing up, everything you see. For people who are not in the business, I often say, like, well, do you know who Shonda Rhimes is? They're like, yeah, I know her. I'm like, well, I'm a version of her, like a mini version of her. and so that kind of helps people, like, oh, okay, kind of see, like, well, what is that? And so even that, like, the role of a showrunner is like, and this is a digital show, so it's for Facebook Watch. So that means the episodes are, you know, under 15 minutes. They're shorter. We're not even talking about like a 30-minute hour thing. My life was changed upside down in a sense, you know, thank God for my mom coming to stay and like with us for like the time, like a month to really like help with like family life and everything. And, you know, my husband stepping up even more, because to balance that with motherhood, with younger children is really a challenge, almost impossible for someone to do, like, effectively managing both your household, your sanity, and the job itself.
Yeah.
I was working probably like, I don't know, at times like 18 to 20 hours a day, just nonstop. It's very, very intense work. And so, you know, so it might seem very desirable, but it's a heavy workload, you know, it's a heavy work, but it was a great experience. I learned a lot, gained a lot of new skills, or just more so like enhanced skills that I already had, that kind of thing. But yeah. And so that opportunity actually just sort of like came through my agent, through my agency, based on, I'm assuming, you know, other work or things that they see and so forth. And yeah, so definitely like a great experience to do.
And something to be mindful of, because we are, we have five more amazing minutes. So I want to know some five tips and creative hacks that you use to keep your creative juices going. What do you do? Is it, do you hike? Do you meditate? I know you have three little kids, so maybe there's arts and crafts. What are some of these things that you do, you know, to keep your creative juices going?
I think, you know, I do a lot of walking. I have, you know, I wake up at like 5:20 in the morning. So I use that like first 45 minutes in the morning before anyone else is up in my house to really get centered. You know, I'm a Christian, so I read the Bible and just pray. I'll stretch. I just find ways to just like connect with myself and just get centered so that the rest of the day flows. Without that, I'm a little bit more like scattered and constantly like responding to the world and just like giving to the world. But when I have that moment in the morning, it allows me to kind of like, okay, what do I want to give, and patiently do what I need to do and just go into things with a little bit more mindfulness. As far as like creative hacks, I think, and things that I think people, I don't know if I'll hit on five, but I'll tell you the go-to things for me are, I do something called a tracking board. And so what I do is I put down the things that have like really mattered to me in my life, the opportunities that I got that were like really important. And I sort of track like where that came from. And I make sure that I pour into the lives of the people that either like align me up with that opportunity, or, you know, whatever it is, making sure I'm like volunteering or helping them in some way, or connecting a dot for them, and really just being intentional and also genuine about the relationships that I'm making, so that I'm not just like networking for the purpose of networking, but I'm really giving to someone else. And if something comes back to me, great. But if it doesn't, I have, you know, done my part in like pouring into their life. I think in terms of like the no's to yeses, I think the one big important thing, you know, if there's one thing for my book, there's two things for my book that I think are important for people to realize is understanding the difference between inchstones and milestones. A lot of times we have a tendency to focus on our milestones, which means like get an agent, get booked on a series, like whatever that big, those big dreams are, get married, have children, whatever these things are. Most of the time your milestones are not controllable. You have zero control really over them happening. You hope they happen and they may very well happen. But in order to like do some of those things, it usually requires someone else to give you a yes. Like you can't say you want to be married by, you know, 35 if, you know, like if you don't have, you know, something like what, like, you know what I mean? Like you have to have a mate in order to that to happen too. Right. So I say focus on the inchstones because the inchstones means make sure you're networking. Are you getting out there? Are you dating? Are you submitting queries? Like the daily steps, are you working out? So many times people say they want to be a mom and it's like, do you know CPR? I mean, like if your kid chokes, can you help a child? Like there are some things you can be doing, prep work you can do to prepare yourself for whatever roles you want to have in life. And so there's those inchstones, those daily things that you can control. So focus on the inchstones. The thing I think that's helped me is, yes, we all know our big lofty goals, but focus on those day-to-day things that you can control. And I think if you focus on those, you know, in my book, I talk about like how many inches make up a mile. And if you do that many inchstones, eventually your milestones will come into fruition. It's almost like guaranteed, right? It's kind of like the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours rule sort of thing, but broken down into like specific tasks. And then the other thing I would say is understanding no. Creating your own yes is not just ignoring no. A lot of people think it's like, oh, I don't even hear no. Like, no, I just block no's and I just go for the yeses. No, no, you have to hear no's. Receive the no's, understanding what the no is, understanding notes. So sometimes when I was like trying to get an agent and I would get in rejections, I would say, well, why are you, you know, I would get feedback. Or even with my current agents, I'll say, hey, like if so-and-so passed, ask them why, like get specific details. And they'll say, oh, we think she's a great writer, but we didn't like this or whatever. And then I can use that information for the next pitch or the next book. I can use that information to tailor a more tailored pitch, not with that company, not trying to turn that no into a yes. Although sometimes you might have to do that, but it's like taking those no's from other places and creating the yes on a new path with someone else, with a different producer or a different director or whoever. So understanding no, knowing how to categorize your no's, what kind of no you're getting. Some no's are really hard no's. There's a reason why. And so timing, sometimes it's like a timing no. There's all these different versions of no. There's like about 5 different versions. And when you understand that, you can really try to pivot. And then that's where the creation of creating your yes comes from.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's just amazing. Those were some really great hacks and tips of strategy of like, you know, taking it step by step, finding those inroads. And that's just really what it is for creatives. You know, I know for myself, sometimes I get scattered because I'm thinking on so many different things, but it's really about honing it in and taking those steps and accepting those no's. Because I know sometimes those no's are very difficult and rejection is hard on everyone. No one takes it easy at times. But wow, these were some gems you just dropped in such a quick amount of time. And I'm just so thankful for you to share some of these with us over on the Limitless podcast. So that wraps up. So let's keep creating our yeses and keep creating because that's what it's about. Creativity is always limitless. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. Man, this was a lot of fun. And maybe we'll have to have you on another episode later down the road. Maybe for the second book.
I would love it. I would love that.
Thank you so much.